AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The new CEO of cryptocurrency exchange FTX testified on Capitol Hill after the arrest of the founder and former CEO of FTX. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The one-time poster boy for cryptocurrency, Sam Bankman-Fried, was supposed to testify before he was arrested in the Bahamas. The Justice Department and the SEC say he deceived investors to enrich himself, bankrupting the company. New CEO John Ray told lawmakers it's an old crime, embezzlement, applied to a new asset.
This is really old-fashioned embezzlement. This is just taking money from customers and using it for your own purpose.
At its peak, FTX's market value topped $30 billion. Ray says in excess of $7 billion was lost and that there was no real record keeping.
They use QuickBooks, a multi-billion dollar company using QuickBooks.
In interviews, Bankman-Fried denied any fraud. I'm Julie Walker.
Scientists say two big volcanoes in Hawaii, Mauna Loa and Kilauea, have stopped erupting. Ken Hahn is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
Based on the fact that the seismicity at the summit has gone down and the tremor has gone way down, suggesting that there's nothing really in the pipeline coming up that could cause that eruption to renew.
Mauna Loa began spewing molten rock last month after being quiet for 38 years. A massive storm system is bringing threats of tornadoes in Texas and Oklahoma and blizzard-like conditions from Colorado to Montana. Isela Gonzalez lives in Decatur, Texas.
And it was just kind of quiet for a minute, and then all that wind picked up, and I just grabbed a hold of the bar that's in the restroom. And because it shook the house. It was shaking the house really, really bad.
Some places to the north could get up to 2 feet of snow. Sources tell the AP the U.S. is ready to send a Patriot missile battery to Ukraine to help with the war against Russia. This is AP News. Experts and environmental groups say the Indonesian island of Bali faces a water crisis. Here's the AP's Charles Deledesma.
While water shortages are already affecting many UNESCO sites, wells, food production, and Balinese culture, experts project these issues will worsen if existing policies are not equally enforced across the whole island. UNESCO worker Feng Jin says Bali's intricate landscape is rare and under threat.
This is one of the very special case of living landscapes in Asia.
Islanders have a unique traditional irrigation system called the Subak, which uses a network of canals, dams and tunnels to water the island. This is now under strain. The population has increased over 70% to some 4.3 million people, including tourists, according to census data. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.